Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I almost said Tuesday, because that's when I used to do it, Tuesday, but hey. Oh, we got a lot to get into, folks. It's been a kind of rough week. Yeah, we're doing okay, though. It's just scary. I'm going to get into so much stuff, because I guess there's a country that's black I've never heard of. Because, you know, I took some history and stuff in school. I don't remember a country called Black, but apparently there is, because they got a national anthem and they played it. So if someone in the NFL lives or is from that country, Black, because they sung his national anthem, lift every voice and sing. Because, you know, a national anthem refers to a nation. And there's no country in Africa called Black, and I've never heard of a country called Black, but there has to be one because they have their own national anthem. The Reunited States of America Jeep commercial. Wow, I wonder what all my, like, very, very Trump conservative pro-American Jeep lovers are thinking about that commercial, because it has me and I'm furious. I just saw that. Yeah, I'm not really. I won't watch a woke Super Bowl. I used to like watch usually the NFL for me was usually just watching like the Super Bowl. Now I don't even want to go near it. But I guess we live in a country where America Last is a Build Back Better Back Bill. You know, we're gonna unite America because, you know, we didn't do it under Trump, but we're going to do it. You need to unite with communist Democrats, but we can't unite with constitutional Republicans. Scarborough to Trump supporters. Your American values have collapsed. Oh, I guess my freedom of speech, my freedom of religion, my freedom of Second Amendment, my constitution, I guess, if that was a balloon, it's deflated. Are you kidding me? If that was a twin tower collapsed? No, I guess I'm going to get into what I've come to realize, that it Trump's out of office, so who cares if we end up like North Korea or Venezuela or Cuba or China? Who cares? Trump's out of office. That's all that matters. When they're in work camps or concentration camps, oh, they're never going to take away my freedom of speech. I'm a liberal. Leading liberals, liberocrats, whatever crap you want to call these liberals. There's actually economics that are liberal, that are sounding alarms over this $1.9 trillion COVID bill. Why not give every American, why don't we just have a COVID bill where every American gets $1 trillion? And we have a $356 trillion national debt. You'll have $1 trillion, but in the end it'll be worth about like 10 cents because of hyperinflation. Yeah, I want to buy a loaf of, I want to buy a slice of bread. Yeah, well, we're only selling them in pieces because the price is going up so much that, you know, by the time you say you want a slice of bread and I get you a slice, it's already gone up $1,000. I mean, I can sell you a slice of bread, but I can't tell you the price until you actually purchase it. Because if I were to tell you how much the slice of bread cost me, give me the money, then I give you the slice of bread, I probably could have gotten a couple $100 million more from you. Nancy Pelosi won't even use her own. She got metal detectors. She's even going around them. These, because they have metal detectors, because we got to make sure that these, because these Republicans, they're going to kill us all. I'm talking about, like, politicians. I fear for myself at the Capitol. I want to get into that and so much more. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Think about that as you're going through your evening or your day-to-day. I need God. See, as a Christian, we need God. And that's why we go to church. But, you know, our values are collapsing. How dare I support freedom of speech and freedom of assembly? The Biden Constitution says that you can't just assembly wimbly nimbly. You have to, you know, because, no. The Constitution, not Joe Biden, not Trump, says we have the right to peaceful assembly. Period. Not accepting the what if someone dies? There's COVID. Well, hey, they come out just like I would at my own risk. If I get sick and I die, I know the risks. I know the risks. I wonder how low the ratings were for the Super Bowl last night. I don't know how anyone can watch an anti-American Antifa AFL. They need to call it the Antifa Football League, the AFL. I mean, I guess there is a country out there or a nation called Black, because they played a black, they played an anthem for the, a national anthem for the country Black. Lift every voice and sing. I thought we lived in America. You have one national anthem. And if you're playing a Canadian team, out of respect, you play their national anthem. So I guess we were respectful for whatever players came from the nation of Black, and we played their national anthem. I've never heard of that country, but if anyone wants to enlighten me and let me know what nation Black is, what country that comes from, because I want to respect that nation. What language do they speak? And so on. I'll have to duck go that and look it up and see what country that is. Cause I don't disrespect nobody. If you got people from the country of Black and you want to play the national anthem for them, then all means do it. You know, I mean, that's what it's all diversity in this world. An all black church, they're not preaching diversity. Asian church, all Asians, you're not preaching. Where's the diversity there? Everyone's complaining that this lady goes, well, who says that only guys can be in the Boy Scouts? Boys. In the title, Boy Scouts. Everyone's bitching that girls aren't in Boy Scouts, but not one of those girls are complaining that boys aren't in Girl Scouts. I've not heard one liberal say, why aren't boys allowed in Girl Scouts? But they say that girls have to be in Girl Scouts because it has to be inclusive of everybody. But they don't say Girl Scouts need to be inclusive of everybody. That's what's wrong with this world. It's not racist to say, why aren't they preaching diversity in a black church and saying you need to have more than just black people in it? Or an Asian church. Now, I understand if it's like they say it in the native tongue, because they understand and they comprehend the Bible better in Mandarin or Cantonese or Japanese or Korean. I understand. I get that. If it's an Asian church and everything's in English, then they should welcome everybody. But it's so great to have Joe Biden. It's so wonderful to have America back now. The America last policy, you know. We need to get rid of like millions of jobs on my first week. When you have more executive orders than you do days in office, then you're not really a president. See, executive orders were designed, okay, we got to do something here. This isn't, nope. See, I ride the bus. That way I save oil. Save the planet. Skip the oil. Ride a bus. You need to save the environment and have one of those fossil fuel oil using wind turbines. That's right. That's right, folks. And when you realize that when they do a cost budget now, like this, how much they budget for like mechanical fixing on this thing in like 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and in like 20 years, 10 to 20 years, they've used more money than they projected for that length of time in like 2 years. Those wind turbines would be like something you buy on Amazon that has lots of bad reviews, but you buy it anyways because it's cheap, and then you complain. And then that 5-star reviews, it had 2-star reviews, 0. It didn't even work after it came out of the box. That's right, folks. That's the world we live in. Get used to it. It's America last. Well, I'm trying to save the environment by not using an oil gas guzzling car, but riding in an oil gas guzzling bus. It's like John Kerry going to get an environmental award in a private jet. It makes no sense. You don't want to push the notion that one of the biggest things you can do to help the environment is to go vegan, because then they'll force it on all of us. Eat meat while you can, folks. Remember, folks, Greta Thunberg is a 16-year-old who is not a scientist, reads from a script, gets 24/7 media coverage, while Dr. Judith Curry is a climatologist, published over 140 scientific books and papers, says it's all a hoax and gets no media coverage. This is what media manipulation looks like. It's called an agenda, what they want. I mean, like, who believes a 12-year-old, I mean, a 16-year-old, 10-year-old, I mean, I thought maybe she went to school or something. When I first heard of her, I'm like, well, is she like some genius whiz kid that went to school? And then the more I investigated her, I'm like, huh. But it's okay, you know. People act like we're going to save the planet from using dangerous fossil fuels by canceling the pipeline. All you're doing is changing where we're getting that same oil and gas from. And it's going up. What is our electric bill going up, like 19%? Our gas is up like 70 cents already. Do I go on and on and on? But they don't care. Trump is out of office. This country could fall apart. You could have people killing each other over a loaf of bread when hyperinflation kicks in, but who cares? Trump's out of office is all that matters. Don't worry, because I'm Joe Biden, and, you know, man, that thing, you know, we're going to build better back build back better, because I'm Joseph Biden, and what am I signing? I don't know what I'm signing, but let me see here. I don't know what I'm what. Yeah, of course you don't know what he's signing, because, you know, for, there's a thing called a mega movement, because we're keeping what Trump did alive, fighting for America first, fighting for the Constitution. And you have, where's the excitement from the Biden supporters? I basically have Biden supporters that basically, like, the excitement is Trump's out of the office. They haven't, they're not excited, but they're not supporting what he's done. What has Joe done? Cost jobs, made insulin go back up. Yeah, I mean, this is how pathetic it is. Maxine Waters, I have never glorified or encouraged violence against Republicans. That's all you do. That's all you do. And you'll have liberals say that, yeah, that's true. She never did that. Oh, it's all lies. Facebook needs to. Joe Biden said in Detroit, I don't work for you, pal. And he don't. And that always comes up as fake. I put every time I share it like 1,000 times every time it comes up. Sometimes I just love to see how many like times I can share it and see how many fakes it comes up as. But that's just where we live in, folks. If Facebook says it's false, it has to be. That's how some people think. So then I share stuff where the earth is flat. Well, if you say if it, well, wow, the earth must be flat because Facebook didn't flag it as misleading. Well, actually, when you mean flat, it's actually spherical, you know, but it's from a distance, it looks flat, but it's actually a spherical object. Don't worry, folks. Everything's okay. We got Trump out of office. Don't worry. Gas ain't gonna go up. That's a it has. Trump ain't gonna cut. Yeah, he has cut jobs. When you literally get people that basically admit to you that Trump's out of office, we don't care. Yeah, that's the problem. They got Trump out of office. Who cares? Now, I'm one thing I really want to find out is how are they gonna impeach Trump for the insurrection on January 6th when Antifa has taken responsibility and admitted they were behind it. Of course, tell that to a liberal. It's not true. That's a lie. Don't worry. Give it about 2 days and it'll come up. But it's all over. It's all over the news. It's not like it's something that's not there, you know. But I'm wondering, how can they impeach him when Antifa's taking credit for it? Time Magazine basically did an article, basically, hey, guess what, folks? Oh, yeah, that's right. The election was rigged. Yeah, we did it. Yep. Okay. Too late. Wars don't solve anything. But there will be a civil, there's going to be a civil war in the government before it even gets to us. I mean, heck. Nancy Pelosi has these metal detectors. We need to have metal detectors because we're going to get shot by our colleagues. Boo-hoo. And who doesn't use her own metal detectors? Nancy Pelosi. Now, I bet $100. Whoever makes those... I'm gonna see if I can find this out, because I bet you whoever makes those metal detectors, she probably has stock in them. We're going to make sure that these metal detectors are in every government building everywhere to protect all our Democratic colleagues. Because these greedy, evil Trump Republicans, they want to kill us all. No, you're not worth a bullet. Sorry. Nope. My ammo's too precious to waste on you. I could get a couple deer and have some food. Folks, at my house, we have both kinds of music, the Grateful Dead and the Jerry Garcia Band. It's a good time. Come over. But it just scares me that you have these liberals that Trump's out. Who cares? The country's gonna collapse like the Twin Towers on 9/11. But who cares? Trump's gone. And that's the vibe I get. We'll have $50 gallon. I don't care. Trump's gone. They'll be in a work camp. We get more food because we didn't vote for Trump. Wow, you're in a work camp and you're bragging that you're going to get more food just because you didn't vote for Trump? Wow. Well, we're not really getting re-educated because, you know, we're liberals. You know, we're just in this, they call it the re-education camp, but it's not really that for us because we don't need to be re-educated, you know. We're just in here too because, you know, we don't have to be in here, but, you know, those guards won't let us leave. So we're kind of just like, hey, we'll just hang, you know. You know, one of our friends, yeah, he tried to leave and got shot and killed. But, you know, hey, we really don't, we can leave if we want to. We just don't want to. We just want to hang out here, you know. Now, I mean, the government really didn't control us, but, you know, we just don't say things that might offend the government, you know, so we just kind of, I mean, we have freedom of speech, you know, but we just keep it in our heads, you know, we just think in our heads, you know. That's how scary this is getting. It's scary. Trump's out, who cares? And that's what. And I guess there is national intelligence briefings that they kept from Trump. And if they had that evidence, you know, no, because some of this evidence is going to come and they were trying to keep people in the dark. It's scary. Well, heck, near the end of it, Nancy Pelosi was going to the military. You need to make sure that Trump can't. It's not Nancy Pelosi has no say over Trump being able to use nuclear weapons. Like, what if he was bringing all our troops home, getting us out of wars, not doing anything, and you're gonna tell me that Trump in his final week or so, he's gonna use nuclear weapons? He didn't use them yet. What do you think? What do you think he's gonna do? Like, okay, now I'm just gonna go ahead and blow a country away. Just why not? I didn't do it all. I brought all the troops home. Let's have some 4th of July. I mean, really? Well, we need to make sure that he didn't have access. He can't use his nuclear. I mean, that's when you want to say, okay, Iran, you can nuke Nancy Pelosi's house. Oh, we can't fight back. I don't have access. Yeah, I'm not allowed to use. Pelosi said I can't use the nuclear codes and stuff, so I can't. Sorry. I can't do anything. Sorry. I mean, seriously. And people. But what do you expect from people that, oh, Trump's going to get us in all these wars. He's going to kill us all. And then nothing ever happened. Nothing. Nothing. But, like, oh, I hope she can stop him from using the nuclear codes because they have so much evidence. I've seen all this evidence that shows how fraudulent this election was and how rigged it was. I mean, there's been a photo that's come up that says this is what they showed in Germany. and it has like Trump went to California, all these states, and it's like, I truly 199% believe that from all the evidence I've seen. But the problem is you have all these cities that Trump's gone, who cares? They don't care. They will live in a concentration camp like in North Korea. I wonder if the liberals have their photo up of Joe Biden that they polish every day like they do in North Korea, the dear leader. They have the three. They have Bill Clinton. They have Obama. And they have Biden. Which one's your favorite? All my favorite. All of my favorite. If Joe Biden came out and said he invented the hamburger, liberals were like, yeah, he did, man. I bet you Trump tried to take credit for that, you know, but we all know Joe Biden created the hamburger, man. I mean, you can make up anything about Biden. Biden can say anything and the liberal believe it. I bet you Joe Biden could come out saying the earth was flat and they'd be, yeah, it is. The flat earth community would have like 80 million people. Because Joe Biden said there's a flat, it has to be. I'm Joe Biden, and come on, man. But it's okay. This is how bad it is. A website, Unlock Michigan, has launched and is spotlighting the tragic impact Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan's ongoing coronavirus lockdown orders are doing. These kids can't be themselves. Most of the parents are so freaked their kids can't leave the home, can't go anywhere, can't do anything, have no contact with the outside world. I know that firsthand. When some of my very own family members, I've never seen them like they were. Well, yeah, I love my wife dearly. I do. But if I had to be locked with her 24/7, 365, and didn't get to go out and see any of my schoolmates or anybody else, you would at that, you know, and I'm not necessarily, like if I was a kid and all I saw was my mom, dad, and my sister, it would get kind of old after a while and you'd want to see other people. It just scares me when you have these people that, like in Michigan, like a Whitmer, that gets elected something's up. I mean, if bells don't go off in your head saying, look at how California keeps going further and further and further and further in the toilet, but they keep voting that type of person. They keep voting the type of person that's going to make the boat sink. They keep voting a captain that's just going to not fix the hole in the boat. But no, we need to fix the hole in the boat. Okay, and then when you convince the person to fix the hole in the boat, okay, what we're going to do here is we got a sheet of rubber, we're just going to stick it over the hole and we're just going to duct tape it. We use Scotch tape. Duct tape's a little bit too expensive, so we're going to use. And then when it doesn't, hey, I tried to fix it, man. You wanted me to fix it? I tried. I'm not a hole fixer. You didn't vote for a hole fixer. You voted for a captain. I captain the boat. I don't fix the boat. And the boat just sinks and keeps sinking and keeps sinking. And they keep voting for someone that's just going to try to run the boat and not fix anything. California is fun. Like I've said before, last week with Ted Cruz, I'm glad he wants and he's trying to introduce legislation to have term limits for Congress and senators. But so what? You're gonna get Nancy Pelosi out and get an AOC in there or a Governor Whitmer. You're not gonna replace Nancy Pelosi with a Sarah Huckabee Sanders or a Trump type conservative. You're not gonna get rid of Mitch McConnell and get a Ted Cruz in there. You're gonna get a Rhino Republican out and put a Rhino Republican in. This is one thing I'm going to make sure this is on record, because I predict AOC will run for president at some point. I can see that happening, and I can see her winning. I'm putting it out there. You've heard it here on The Conversation. AOC, someone like AOC would win the presidency in a heartbeat. But that's where we're at in this world. But it's okay. Don't worry, folks. Everything's going to be okay. They don't have to read Trump's tweets. That's what's wrong with this world. We live in a world where people are offended by stuff that I had to watch the Super Bowl, and I was offended the whole time. What, like, were you paralyzed? Were you tied up? Could you not move? Could you not switch the channel? I used to be able to watch MSNBC and laugh. Now it's like, okay. Did I really hear what I think I just heard? Whoa. If someone is believing this right now, there's no help. Drink Biden's Kool-Aid. There's no help. It's -7 degrees outside. Just jump into a pot of molten steel. Warm yourself up. That's a joke, folks. It's what we used to do back in the 80s. We used to have jokes. We used to make fun of people. I mean, it's sad that you have so many of these, like, anti-Americans in this country. Well, these anti-Americans, you know, because I'm Joe Scarborough, and you know, we got to get rid of this. Because Trump's American values have collapsed, you know. The days of freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom of the Second Amendment and lower taxes and your ability to kind of do what you want to, those have gone to the wayside, okay? We have to be in a country where they tell us when to eat, when to poop, when to do everything. If you can't brush your teeth, unless the government says so, you have they're going to put like a timer on your... They're going to start, like, putting a timer on your spigot. I mean, you turn it on at times when it comes off. Then they... Well, they're going to do, like, space balls where you open up a can and breathe in the air. Budweiser has stopped producing water in order to package cans of air that the government will... when they deem it necessary, pass out to the people so they actually can have some oxygen to breathe. These idiots, and I call them that because they're being told they can't do anything. by the very government that's going to give them money. Well, I'm not allowed to go anywhere or do anything because of COVID, because we're in a lockdown restriction. But don't worry, that very government that's keeping me from earning money, they're going to give me money because they said so. Yeah, I look at those stimulus packages the way I do the Hunter Biden investigations. Seeing is believing. Well, Hunter Biden is being investigated for the millionth time, but hey, guess what? Yeah. Well, they said Hunter Biden's being investigated. Yeah, I'm still waiting for him, Hillary Clinton. I'm still waiting for pretty much everyone in D.C. to be arrested and thrown in prison. But hey, don't worry. They said it's going to happen. Trust me, they're being investigated. Just like this stimulus, it's coming. These idiots are woke and waiting on freaking the government to hand them money. It's kind of like the people that won't allow you to grow your own food is going to give you food. You're not allowed to grow food, collect water, do anything. Don't worry, folks. You can't do any of that, but I guarantee you, we will be getting you food very shortly. I assure you. You don't have to worry about farming anymore because we're going to provide you with the food. We're the government. Why break your back farming all day, working when you can just, when you're not allowed to anyways because the government's outlawed it, but we'll provide you with food. Don't worry. Trust us. The people that won't let you produce your own food is going to provide you with food, so they say they will. Don't worry, folks. We're the government. We know best. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. They won't let you work. They won't let you farm, grow your own food, or collect your own water or anything, but that same government's going to give you food. Trust me, Joe Biden just came on the air and said he's going to provide you with a meal. It's okay, folks, but that's how stupid these people are. We're going to have $75 a gallon gas. We're going to spend $1 million for a loaf of bread, but don't worry. Trump's out of office. No more tweets. You don't have to worry about Trump tweeting anymore. Oh, but when you spend $50 to put a eighth of a tank of gas in your car, was it really worth it? Because you were offended because you can't change the channel? How hard is it to change the channel if you don't like what's on TV? If you're this generation that grew up watching South Park, how are you offended by crap? How? That is the most like, wow. Did they really just do that? How is that allowed on air on TV? Don't worry, folks. That's what this show, I'm trying to understand. I don't get it. If you're going to put a metal detector, Pelosi, use it. Go under the same. Oh, yeah, you're going around it. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you're too good. Oh, yeah, you want us? You want everyone in Congress to use that metal, but you ain't going to use it. We're turning into a dang North Korea because everything is propaganda. You can't just watch a Super Bowl and laugh at the commercials. It's all woke, folks. It just seems like 2 weeks ago, we were North and South America. And then Joseph A. Biden Jr. came in and he instantly reunited us. I'm surprised when they had that. I didn't watch the impeachment trial. I'm surprised they didn't have Peaches' nerves. Reunited and it feels so good. Folks, I'm reuniting with Biden the way liberals reunited with Trump. Okay? Liberals won't unite with Trump supporters, but they want us to unite with them. Yeah, I don't think so. Not today, pal. Not today. Not today there, Skeeter. I don't get it. I do get it. They will, yeah. You have freedom of speech as long as you agree with the communist liberal left. It's okay, folks. You can say whatever you want to as long as it fits within our parameters. We have new guidelines. Oh, we're not telling you what you can or cannot say. This has to fall within these guidelines. Fact checker, censorship, what's the difference? Erase history so that people can't know what's happening? Because if you know your history, you'll see history is repeating itself. See, I thought a dictator couldn't be censored. Well, Trump's being censored, and he's supposedly the dictator. But that's the world we live in. When I ask that question all the time, I wish there was a way we could get bleach into the body because it kills everything. It's just ridiculous. There is a CBO, a Congressional Budget Office, that says $15 minimum wage would kill $1.4 million jobs. We need $15 an hour. Yeah, right. Just talk to all those places that are not making it now, and they're paying employees $7 an hour. If they're not making it now and they can't afford a $7 an hour payroll for their employees, how do you think? Let me tell you, if a company could afford to pay $15 an hour, trust me, most of them would. I said most of them, not everyone. But it's okay, don't worry. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to get some really pissed off people that, hey, I did all this stuff and I got these not so great hours. Because see, what would happen for me is, you know, I work a second shift. So I go in about, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I work till about 11 o'clock at night. It's not a desirable shift. But because of that, they bumped me up to $15 an hour. Gee. Everyone else makes $11 an hour. Well, those $11 an hour employees are going to go to $15 an hour. Where's my raise? Oh, yeah, that's right. Since I make at or more than minimum wage, I'm not going to get an increase. So everyone's going to get a $4 raise. And I'm not going to, because, well, they can't afford to pay the $4 an hour raise. So then half of those people are going to get cut because they can't afford to pay those people. Because we had people at the one job I was at. Oh, this is awesome. We're getting in the beginning. He goes, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay you now. And we haven't even gotten the wage increase. I'm having to cut hours and cut employees because we don't have enough money. And you think you're going to make more money just because they increase the minimum wage? It's kind of like the government telling me that I have to pay them more in taxes when I don't have the money to begin with. So you're going to come after me for more money that I don't even have for taxes that I can't pay? Huh. Okay. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. We can do it with $15 an hour in a union. We'll get every, unions will fix every problem. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, how is a union going to ensure that that company can afford to pay $15 an hour? I've seen companies close because, oh, well, we can't afford to pay that, sorry, and see ya. And that's what's going to happen. A lot of these mom-and-pop places that can't afford $15 an hour, they're going to close the door. But I'm not dissing this, and I'm going to move on real quickly, but I don't, why is all of a sudden, like when they do press briefings now, there's like sign language people, and I've never seen that before, ever. I'm not dissing it. I'm just, because it was never there when Obama was president, or when Bush was president, or when Trump was president, and all of a sudden there's all these sign language people everywhere. Imagine, if you will, I want to take you to a fun spot because, you know, we have all this talk of, I mean, if anyone knows, I want to get this last, but I just want to get, you know, why the sign language thing all of a sudden? Like, what's the, I mean, not dissing it. I don't want someone writing me saying, well, he can't believe it. They have, no, I'm glad they, I mean, I'm not against it, but. Like, why didn't they have it? I mean, that's something that they could have had 20 years ago. Just think. And imagine, if you will, the joy of sleeping on a David Hogg pillow with a gun underneath it for your protection. Oh, yes, that'd be the. That just makes me want to buy one just for that reason, just to put like a gun underneath it. And like call up, yeah, I want to thank your David Hogg pillow is great. I can actually have a gun underneath it, to, you know, without having me feel the gun. It's wonderful. Well, it's like all these woke anti-American left Hollywood people that are against guns, but then they use them in all these movies. There is a Utah homeowner who apparently has allowed homeless people to camp in his front yard and use a restroom in his house. I'm just waiting for them to, like, take over. And it's like, okay. And then someone goes in his house and won't leave. I forget what they call those people, but they, once they get in your house, they won't leave and you can't evict them. Kind of reminds me of that South Park one, change. Change. Here you go. I need change. I need to ride the bus. You know, it's like once you give them money and then they don't want to work or do anything. Some of them. Now, I don't want to get people give me the wrong impression, but I've met a lot of people that they've done lots of investigations near where I live, where they follow people home with the news camera, and they sit down with them and they're like, oh yeah, they have like three cars, a two-story house, and oh, I probably get $40,000 a year begging on top of what I work. And the real people that are down on their luck. The problem you have is a lot of these homeless people, they're people that are so, they're like a mentally unstable type thing. Like, we're like, okay, this guy gives him $20,000. And yeah, well, once that money runs out and he can't work, he can't do anything. And once he runs out of all this stuff, then he's back on the street again. Almost needs to be in like a group home where there's people that can deal with what he's dealing with and can help him out. You know, not putting anybody down, but so, but it's just one of those things. But, you know, I'm going to get into this really quickly because no one cares about the NFL, but John Cusack is calling the NFL complete hypocrites for a $250 million systematic racism pledge while blacklisting Colin Kaepernick. No one cares. I'm leaving it at that. No one cares. I mean, these Hollywood people, they are so out of touch with reality, it's not funny. Because they don't know what it's like to work. They don't know what it's like to have a real job. And I'm not saying they never did, but it's been so long. Them cooped up in their mansions with doing whatever they want to, and 5 minutes left in the program, wow, where does the time go? Oh, I love you all. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Don't back down. Don't give in. Stay on YouTube. Stay on these. We're not going to change for YouTube. They're going to change for us. Look at how many millions of views with fake woke and canceled. And he has all kinds of stuff on there. His videos are, if you're offended, then sorry, but he's telling the truth. He's calling it like he sees it, folks. He's calling it like he sees it, you know. Order food and call the cops and see who reaches you first. I pretty much tell you that answer. If you're, I mean, and it probably depends. And I guarantee it'd be the food. Man, there's shots fired, man. I want to be there. Are you kidding me? You know, it's sad. But he speaks the truth, and that's why people love him like me, because he speaks the truth. And that's people don't want to know the truth. They want to just be locked away. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. It's locked away. Oh, it's okay that Governor Newsom does whatever he wants to, and Whitmer does whatever they want to, but me? Oh, yeah, I can't do that one. No. I'm going to see where there was an article I was reading where there was a state that, I forget which one, wants to become like, they want to like legalize cannabis. Yeah, Wisconsin governor backs legalizing marijuana to create more equitable state. I thought that was one of the things Joe Biden was going to do on day one. Well, I just have to wait and see, because I'm a supporter, but things have changed in lots of things, because it's like, okay, I mean, if it was fast acting and you could blow some of the smoke that comes out of this stuff now, you could tranquilize a water buffalo. And I know a lot of people that say that, like, where's the regular smoke like when I grew up? You know, you have the stuff now, like you collapse. You do a one hit and you're on the floor drooling. You know, and it's all in this race to get it super strong and super this, and that's not always the case. More isn't always necessarily better. You know, people are like, well, I'm in pain. Well, try Tylenol. If it don't work, then try a Darvocet type, and try different things. You know, Remember, 90 seconds left. This, what is it, Sunday? Is the Valentine's Day? Yes, there's one day you can tell your wife you love her. If you got a wife, that's the only day, like, if you're with someone that you could do something for them every day of the year, but on Valentine's Day, don't do anything, and they get mad, you found the wrong woman. You know, if you found the right woman, every day is Valentine's Day. You know, me and my wife don't always agree, and half the times, she's right. You know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, and that's what I do. You know, I get a lot of people thinking that, like, This is what I see. These are the facts I lay out. Prove me wrong. I'm not trying to. You can think what you want to think. I'm not telling anyone to think like they how to think. But this is just what I believe and what I see. And with that, remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, all. God bless and goodbye.